Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only Dan Bach.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome, Dan Bach and the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast here on this Thursday. Getting you set for a night of NBA? Yes, that's right. I know you might be tuning in early in the day. You're like, DB, I want some MLB today. It's opening day. Well, guess what? We got you covered with the morning grind. So check out Stevie, the Siege. They'll take you through the slate in MLB. We've got our premium podcast on deck for you premium subscribers. Remember, you can find that on the Roto Grinders app. Just click audio, scroll a little bit, and you'll find it there if you're a premium sub. And therefore, we don't want to neglect NBA players out there because there's still thousands to be won here every single night. And that's what I'm going to be taking care of today. So if you're off the NBA grind for a day, don't worry. You know, we'll get into MLB here soon enough on the fix. But today I'm going to be handling the NBA conversation for you. So as always, thanks so much for being a part of what we do. Thanks to Fantasy Draft for being a great sponsor. Again, flexibility in NBA also carries over to MLB. So make sure you check out their content, their product, if you haven't done so already. And remember, sign up through our links and you get access to our premium content free for 3 months. And I think you'll really enjoy what they're putting together over there on Fantasy Drafts. So support the people that give us this platform to give you this content for free. And Fantasy Draft is doing that. Always use that promo code Grinders. And there you go. Support the people that make this podcast happen. All right. Well, we're going to jump right into NBA today. Not a huge slate for us. Should be pretty easy. But the one thing I am going to say here off the bat is we've got a very big difference between the lineup builds on FanDuel and DraftKings today, mainly because there's just one incredibly mispriced player over on FanDuel, and that's John Wall, as he is supposed to return today, and he is a min salary over on FanDuel at $3,500. Now, this is just a big mistake, and I hope FanDuel's listening, and I hope that they rectify this, because it really kind of ruins the slate experience over there. I'll probably be playing on Fantasy Draft and DraftKings tonight, just because the lineup overlap we're going to see is going to be huge, because when you have a min salary guy that everybody is playing, that means everyone else will also be able to play Durant and Giannis, and it just kind of like dictates the build, where DraftKings and Fantasy Draft, they've got them priced pretty appropriately. And I don't know why FanDuel decides to suddenly drop these guys who are hurt down to min salary. If you want to take them out of the player pool, that's one thing, but don't leave them min salary, because or if you're going to do that, you have to be aware of like when they're going to potentially be coming back, and at least scoot them up to like 6K or something like that, because clearly John Wall today isn't going to likely play like 30 minutes, but he's probably going to get like 20 to 22, maybe 25 tops, and at 3,500, it doesn't take you much to make value on that, especially when you've got studs like Durant that you want to get into your teams today. So it makes it a very difficult build. That means you can load up on studs on FanDuel. On DraftKings, though, it's way more difficult because I'm not seeing, and again, things change here. It's 10 a.m., but there's not a ton of value sprouting up here today on DraftKings. So you're probably only going to be able to get one big name player into your lineups. If you want to go two, you can, but you're going to be dumpster diving and playing some pretty shady characters potentially. So big difference between the builds across the sites here tonight. But let's get into it. We'll start at the point guard spot here tonight. And again, on FanDuel, play John Wall. Obviously, if he's sitting for whatever reason today, don't play him. But we've got him projected at 22 minutes. 28 fantasy points, and then the question is, where do you go with the second point guard spot? And You know, we've got Russell Westbrook on this slate today at 11-2. It is a tougher matchup here versus the San Antonio Spurs, who still are a good defensive team. But you got Russ over 50 in about three of the last four games, and the one game he didn't make it, he was at 48. So it's not like he played particularly bad there. For me, I like the Durant-Giannis game a little bit more, if I'm choosing, because you know, you got higher team totals there than what you do out with Oklahoma City versus Kansas San Antonio tonight. So I don't really view him as a tremendous pay up spot for me today. So I don't think I'm likely going there. We do have a high team total today in Miami. They get Chicago, and you're talking at 111 points is this team total tonight. And you got to wonder, you know, Goran Dragic has not been playing well. He's been playing hurt, but maybe this is a spot for him to get back into the 30s today. And that's kind of good enough at this $6,700 price. I don't know if I'm super comfortable going there in cash games today just because he hasn't really looked right recently. But I think he's a name we definitely, you know, want to consider here tonight. And you could go to Tyler Johnson at under 5K. But again, Dwayne Wade, as long as he's playing, that's kind of cutting into his minutes a little bit. But still 29, I guess, in each of the last two games. Not great last time versus Cleveland, but pretty solid game versus Indiana the game before. So he's, you know, I think most of these Miami guys are going to be in your player pool today. But just know it looks like Whiteside might play today, which could, you know, swing some of the upside we've had in guys like James Johnson tonight. So keep your eye on what they decide to do. Chicago's just a complete dreadful team at this point in time. On their side, you've got Cameron Payne, 5K over on FanDuel, 55 on DraftKings, 10-8 on Fantasy Draft. FanDuel looks like the landing spot for him. He just couldn't get the shot to fall last game. 1-for-7 from the field, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal. That's great. You know, if he gets you, you know, 10 to 15 points instead of 2, you're sitting pretty at 5K today, and I think he can probably do that more times than not. So I don't mind him against Miami. We got Deontay Murray opposite of OKC. They're pretty good versus point guards. Murray, problem with him is, you know, I love his game. It's just all over the map for DFS. Like last game, he just didn't get it done at 17 fantasy points. The game before, he gave you 29 fantasy points. But the upside, it's been a while since he's gone for 40-plus fantasy points. Let's see if we got a date versus OKC mixed here. Last game, he went for 21 fantasy points in 29 minutes. So nothing, you know, overly impressive there. I like the salary on him at 5.7 on FanDuel, 5.8 on DraftKings. Probably not going 11-4 on Fantasy Draft here tonight. A guy who's popping a little bit on DK and Fantasy Draft is Reggie Jackson, 4,800 DraftKings, 92 on Fantasy Draft, and 53 on FanDuel. So pretty big, you know, difference. Well, not huge, but big enough. Where under 5K, he ticked up to 28 minutes last game versus the Lakers. Now, that was a really good matchup. Now he gets Washington. Not quite as good of a matchup, but 22 shots he took in that game. And on a night where we're starved for value, there's not a lot that you're going to find out there today. I think a lot of people are probably going to flock to a guy like Reggie Jackson potentially tonight. Quinn Cook against Milwaukee. You know, point guards against the Bucks is not the best matchup on the board. And we've got Durant coming back tonight. Probably Draymond coming back maybe as well tonight. But I'm still fine with Cook because they just don't have guards. And is he going to shoot the ball 17 times with Durant out there? Probably not. And that's why I don't know if I'd go on DraftKings at 6,400 or Fantasy Draft at 13,400. But on FanDuel at 57, I think he can still get us close to 30 fantasy points tonight. And I think he's in play for me. I like him a good amount over on DraftKings. If you need to take a shot on some other value for us here today, Patty Mills got hot last game, went for 30 fantasy points, has actually been there two of the last three games. So he is under 5K on FanDuel, DraftKings, and under 9K on Fantasy Draft. Could be an option for you at point guard there. All right, moving on over to shooting guard. And, You know, some of my builds on FanDuel came together pretty easily. I mean, I'll tell you what I did. I put Wall, I put Durant in my lineup builder and said, click and tell me what I can have. And next thing I know, I have Giannis, I have Drummond. And the other value piece it put in there was Bogdan Bogdanovic here tonight against the Pacers. Hasn't had a great output here lately. 16, 15, 17, 17. We've seen Buddy Hield get a little bit more work lately. But that $4,300 number on FanDuel is very intriguing to me. And I like the fact that he's on the floor an absolute ton. And you could go to Dwayne Wade, but he is $1,000 more. And if you want to get the likes of Drummond and Antetokounmpo and Durant in your lineup, you're going to need to save that $1,000. And as for Dwayne Wade here, you know, really showed up well in that game against Cleveland. Against Chicago, again, little revenge potentially, I guess, here, but also a game that is probably going to yield an incredible blowout. Now, I don't know how that's going to work with Wade because he doesn't play a lot of minutes anyway. So I guess I probably should look into the rotation a little bit more to see how much run he gets in that fourth quarter, because, you know, that's pretty much where you're going to see, you know, the biggest change in rotation there. But I think he'll probably be okay versus the Bulls here, especially with a little extra motivation in Miami, you know, trying to hold on to keep that playoff spot. They should be fine, but still a little bit maybe in doubt. You know, Bradley Beal's been awful lately. He's got a breakout game coming in him. I'm not sure tonight is it, but it could be here against Detroit, who plays a little bit faster than people, I think, give him credit for. Not good against the Spurs at all. Only 8 shots that day. And I don't think that the return of John Wall does anything but help Bradley Beal. He's kind of always been a misnomer that when Wall is out, Beal suddenly gets this huge uptick. Not really. So I think Beal today, FanDuel, he's still priced up a little bit at 7,800. DraftKings, he's like 74. I think that might be a spot that you might want to consider him here tonight. Justin Holiday, he's cheap, but I can't really do it. Bulls with a team total under 100. You know, Victor Oladipo against Sacramento tonight. I mean, he's super steady, super safe. I don't hate that play, especially if you find another small forward that you like and you want to get off of Giannis, or you got a center that you like. He's pretty safe at this shooting guard position where there's maybe not a ton of safety. Middleton, he's $1,000 less than Oladipo, and he's been at 39, 40, 38, 45, 46. That's probably a better bet for you today in terms of like safety or cash games tonight. So don't mind him a little bit. All right, moving on to small forward, where I think you're playing Durant tonight. He's 10-8 on FanDuel. Let's see what he is on DraftKings. He is 10-8 on DraftKings, and he's 19-5 on Fantasy Draft. You know, I said like yesterday was the Karl Anthony Towns smash spot. Well, tonight I think is the Kevin Durant smash spot. And I know he's been out for a while. Some people could worry a tad bit about minutes. I'm not really worried about that. They need to kind of get things moving here before they get to the playoffs, because right now this team is just ugly, and it's going to fall on the shoulders of Kevin Durant with Steph Curry out through the first round, and I wouldn't be shocked if he's out longer than that, to be honest with you. Now, the good thing is the NBA playoffs take like 2 years to finish. I'm sure he'll be fine by the Western Conference Finals, but I think Durant's going to need to play big, and you know, I think it kind of starts tonight. I don't know if this is a nationally televised game, but you know, going against Antetokounmpo, I mean, that's a big spotlight spot. So I like Durant a lot tonight. I'd play him over Giannis if I have to choose between those two. I just think so much falls on his shoulders right now. You want to pay down to Paul George today against the Spurs? I suppose you can, but it's just the Spurs. I just hate taking players versus them, and probably not the route that I'm going in my builds today, but if you want to, I suppose you could. Nwaba's not the worst option for you. He's got a couple of mid-20s at 4.2 on FanDuel. Could be a piece of value potentially there. 46 on DraftKings, 95 on Fantasy Draft, maybe. I mean, probably rather have a Corey Brewer if I'm going to go that route, or maybe even a Denzel Valentine at 5.3, but who knows? he's supposed to be able to play today, but we will see. Reggie Bullock, I want to talk about him a little bit. I don't think he is the worst option here today. He's been scoring pretty consistently, 16, 14, 12, 12, 17, 13. That's his real-life points. Now, he's not a big ancillary stat guy, you know, 5-0, 0-3, 8-4, 1-1, 0-2. So he is dependent on scoring, but he is kind of getting it done for him. And if he can somehow pick up some of those other numbers, he can get into like the low 30s. He's under 5K. He's a guy who I think we can look at a little bit at under 5K tonight. Josh Richardson versus Chicago, another guy who hasn't been putting up gaudy numbers, finally got over 30 in that last game versus Cleveland in 30 minutes. But against the Bulls, this might be a spot to take a shot on him. Salary actually went up a little bit after that game against Cleveland, up to 6.2 on FanDuel, and kind of holding steady there on DraftKings and 11K on Fantasy Draft. But all intents and purposes, if you can fit Giannis and Durant, it's probably your best move here today. All right, moving on to power forward tonight, where I think you're probably living in the middle tier in this at this position. Like, I don't see me going to LaMarcus Aldridge at 8,900. You know, he's been fine, but I don't see it. You know, you've got Kelly Olynyk at like 7,800, Blake Griffin at 85, you know, Draymond at 85. I don't know if I really want to pay up for those guys. I think this is kind of a middle tier spot for you. And, you know, the couple of guys who stand out for me, John Henson, Scal Labissiere, and I am just a Markieff Morris guy. You know, doesn't always play a ton of minutes. We saw that against the Spurs the last game. Only played 16 minutes that game, but scored 15 real-life points. So if you give him the typical 30-plus minutes, he was going to be over 30 fantasy points. He provides you some nice upside at a middle-tier price. So I don't mind him today. Scal, you know, really good game last time out. 5,200 on DraftKings, I think, is a nice price tag on him. And so 35, 27, 29, Indiana, a team that I think he can actually do some work against. I think he's fine today. And then John Henson, another guy who's just been getting it done here lately. Last game, 8-8, but that was a tough matchup maybe versus the Clippers. But 32, 29, the two games against San Antonio and Chicago. Should be a kind of a, hopefully a tempo up game with Durant in there. We'll see. The game total in this one, it's pretty high. Let's see, 211. Yeah, that's one of the higher ones we have on the day. And, you know, all that is just kind of Durant, you know, making up the difference, because those games were hovering around 200 with all those guys out. So I like that middle tier. You can consider Markkanen as well at 5,500. And God forbid you want to play Carmelo Anthony. That's Godspeed. Another guy in the middle tier, and maybe the best play in this middle tier, could be Thad Young today against Sacramento. And his game logs have been ridiculous lately. 33, 55, 26, 33, 41 over the last four games. Smack dab right in the mid-30s minutes. With that kind of production, I think they're going to keep him on the floor here today. So I really like him. We probably don't have a high enough projection on him. For some reason, he's only at 26 fantasy points. So I like him a good bit tonight. If we got no Whiteside, I'm fine going back to James Johnson. But he got really bumped up in salary. So 68 on FanDuel, 67 DraftKings, 12-9 on Fantasy Draft. But I'd need Whiteside out to definitely be, you know, firing him off today. So we'll wait on that. Jabari Parker, price is down on FanDuel at 4,600. He's not going to shoot 1 for 12 very often. That's what he did last game against the Clippers. So I like the fact that he was jacking up 12 shots. You know, even in that game, one rebound, two assists, he's going to do better than that more times than not. Obviously, you know, when Giannis came back, he went to the bench. But I still think fine little upside for this guy under 5K on FanDuel. So definitely a name to consider. All right, moving on to center spot. And I think it depends where you're playing. You know, if you're on DraftKings today, Miles Turner's a tough fade at 5,800. I really like him against Sacramento tonight. They are just so bad versus bigs. And, you know, that is a really nice price tag. And You can also play him and Andre Drummond together against Washington. And Drummond at 9,400 on both FanDuel and DraftKings. You love him when he falls under that kind of 10K spot. And the rebounding totals are just off the charts here. 18, 20, 20, 10, 16, 22 over his last six games. I don't see that slowing down one bit here tonight. Super safe and not a crazy high price. So those are my two favorites tonight. Steven Adams against the Spurs, probably not. He's priced up 69, 68, and 12-3. So probably pass on him there. And, you know, these crappers like Kufis, Cauley-Stein, you know, Pau Gasol is another one that just can't really get a read correctly on. Like, I guess he's got that 40 fantasy point upside we saw versus Milwaukee, but is this the spot where it happens versus OKC? I'm not so sure. Last game against them, he did play 24 minutes and gave you 23 fantasy points. Let's see if we got another game here. Looking through these game logs. And then 16 minutes, 11 fantasy points. And that's what I got for him against OKC so far this season. So I don't think we have to go there. Always intriguing in tournaments because you don't have a lot of 40 fantasy point upside at 4,500, but he is one guy who does have it. All right, that's the preliminary take tonight. Good news for you if you're grinding NBA. Crunch Time will be back tonight. That's right. Mainly going to be NBA this evening because most of the MLB stuff gets rolling at like 3 o'clock tonight. So Meansy and Roth will have you covered there. If you've got any feedback on any of the stuff we've got going on, you could find me, Dan, at rotogrinders.com. Find me on Twitter. Send me a message on RG. And check out our premium content. If you haven't done so already, I think you'll find it useful as you begin grinding this baseball season. And remember, this is the time of year to do it. Do the monthly, and you'll get NBA, you'll get PGA, you'll get MLB, you'll even get NHL over the next month. And if you do annual subscription, remember, it's good for the entire year, so you're going to get next year's NBA, this year's MLB, next year's NHL, and the upcoming football season all on one annual subscription. And most sites are not doing that. People are charging you money extra for optimizers, which seems kind of extreme when you can use ours for free. So check it out. I think you'll enjoy it. 7-day free trial, as always. Thanks a lot to Fantasy Draft for putting their name on this show, and I hope you give them a look. Promo code Grinders when you sign up over there, and we'll have Man going for you tomorrow, talking a little bit more on that Friday NBA slate. Till then, good luck in your contests, and we will see you.